We're going to kick off this conversation by playing audio from the man himself. Pistons president of basketball operations, Trajan Langdon, spoke ahead of the NBA draft. We are not beholden to the draft anymore. We've elevated the franchise to another level. And it's led people to want to, hey, go for it. Go do something. Be aggressive. Trajan, this is your moment. This is your time.
The East is open.
And Trajan Langdon did not mince words. I thought he was incredibly honest with his assessment of how this summer is going to go. How does that sit with people? 248-539-9797. I applaud Trajan Langdon. He said an unpopular thing. You got a fan base that's hungry, that sees star players, and he says no to the temptation. He thinks. Like, if someone's going to be stupid, like there are teams like Portland in the league, I suppose someone could do something stupid. Well, but for the most part, he's acknowledging that this team is going to improve on the margins and lean on their internal development, which I think is the right move. I know it might not be the popular move, but credit to him, applause to him for coming out and saying the unpopular thing with conviction. We are going to let this group go back to work next season with more upside.
And continue to develop. So what does that mean? Okay, Jaden Ivey. I'm okay with seeing Caden Jaden on a 82-game basis. Like, what does that look like? Not that they're all going to play 82 games. Nobody does anymore.
Called 75-plus.
Right. And with Durin, with Thompson, with Holland, with Stewart, with a lot of these guys that are still young, yep, still developing, we saw what they did last year, way out-kicked their coverage. And Trajan was very honest at the trade deadline, too. Didn't really think they'd be in that position.
John, he's been the most honest of any of the team presidents in our city.
Okay, so there's only two team presidents.
Fine, general manager, you know what I mean.
Right, yes. So
Mr. Words Matter, fine. The people making decisions for our pro sports teams. I think he's been the most honest of anybody. He said last year, I'm surprised, I didn't expect us to be here. And then he tweaked his plan accordingly and added a little bit on the margins at the deadline.
When you talk about making or keeping some of the veterans that they had. So does that mean that they're going to re-sign Beasley?
I would hope so.
That he'll be here. And he was not impactful in the postseason, but was impactful throughout the course of the season.
I think on the margins.
Did they bring back Schroeder?
Maybe. I think the question is going to be, does Ivy displace Hardaway and Schroeder, one or both? And are they better served adding a power forward who can shoot a little bit, again, on the margins?
Mm-hmm. So I'm not upset. I wouldn't have been upset if they made some very dramatic move. I think there's two ways to go about this, and I don't know that there's necessarily a wrong answer to either one, which is, I think, great to be a Detroit Pistons fan right now, because you can be very passionate about, hey, you need to go get Giannis. And we have those calls. We have those fans. We also have just as many that I think are in agreement with, because how many times do we put together trades, and we include Jaden Ivey, Jalen Duren, and Asar Thompson.
And people bristle.
And they're like, oh, wait, no, you can't get rid of Ivey. I'm not one that wants to fall in love with guys and says hey, these guys are not tradable. Everyone's on the market except for Cade. And if the right opportunity presents itself, then you make a move.
Yeah, he gave himself an out. He doesn't think they're going to make a big move. Something may present itself. I certainly am not someone who thinks Ivy is bolted down.
No.
But I'm also someone who sees the alternative of what I'm going to race out and add Kevin Durant. I'd rather run back Jaden Ivy, who had a big breakthrough season as a shooter a year ago and has more growth still. Asar Thompson had blood clot issues and couldn't ramp up until late in the season last year. I'd like to see them all together.
There's a number of different ways that you can add to the team, one through the draft, which they've been able to do, and nobody is interested in the draft because we don't have to rely on a lottery pick right now. The other ways are free agency and trades. Right now, there's not a lot of great options in free agency, so that leads you to believe, hey, we're not... There's margin guys available, so he said, we're going to add on the margins because those are the guys that are available. And if you go and make trades, and we saw this with Bain, we've seen it with Durant, like what it would take to do that, you're going to have to give up a lot of your young players and draft picks to make that happen. And I don't think he's at the or he doesn't believe that they're in a position right now to truly decide what is the ceiling or the floor for Jaden Ivey. What's the ceiling, the floor for Jalen Durant or all of these guys? Let's see what it looks like. We can continue to add on the margins. If an opportunity presents itself, we'll listen to everything.
Do you guys support his plan? We're not going to be super aggressive. There's more audio, and you may recognize the voice asking this question, but Trajan Langdon details a little more of why they feel that way. Not all in, not going to be super aggressive. He's right. 2 years ago, the Thunder had a losing record. 2 years ago, they had SGA finally making an all-star team and really nothing else around him. You're lying if you thought Jalen Williams was going to be this player 2 years ago. Flat out, 2 years ago, they were a team that didn't make the playoffs and they won the NBA title mm-hmm. with a young nucleus. It doesn't mean you ignore making moves like Hartenstein or Caruso. Moves on where, John?
The margins.
The margins. Ticket Texter's upset. Says, this is BS. The Hawks got Porzingis for a second. Add talent. We have space. Signed Chris. I would argue Porzingis is a move on the margins. And you can be mad they didn't make that particular move, but those are the moves I think Langdon's going to look for, right? Kristaps is not an all-star.
No.
He's going to... Trajan to trade a couple seconds to get a player he did with Dennis Schroeder last year.
I mean, good for the Hawks.
Yeah, exactly.
The Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah. That's a good point. Jim, you really applaud that? He came out and showed his cards. Why even say anything? I applaud that he had conviction to say the unpopular thing. It's way easier to come out and say, guess what, guys? Yeah. We're all in. We're throwing everything we can to win the title this year. That's a hell of a press conference to give. You will be viewed as a winner at that podium. But that's not what this is about. This is about an honest assessment to his fan base. He left himself an out if something materializes. But For the most part, he's shooting you straight. I'm looking to lean on my young guys who have so much more upside. I'm going to try to do what the Thunder did. And I'm going to add along the way. We're not going to bury our head in the sand.
Right, and he didn't mislead the fan base thinking, oh, there's a big move coming, and then all of a sudden, wah, wah, wah.
Where is
nothing happens in the offseason, right? You get the 37th pick overall, and that's it. Not that that's going to be it. There's going to be some adjustments. There's going to be some guys that are signed in free agency. There's going to be some guys that are re-signed in free agency. But I am a little surprised that you're okay with this.
Okay.
I thought that you might be more of the... Gotta, you know, go get Giannis because the East is open. And I'm usually the one that is stay the course, be patient, be calm, don't make a dramatic move.
But if there was a team in Detroit that is deserving of patience, it's the Pistons more than any other. And I think there's this scattershot approach. I think Mike's guilty of it in the afternoons. Everybody always needs to make the big move, always. And every situation's different. Our hockey team is different. Our hockey team is going into the seventh year of a legacy legend general manager. There's a little more urgency on our hockey team. Our football team is chasing a Super Bowl, and our baseball team is World Series conversations. Those are not the conversations for the Pistons. They did a great job flipping the script year over year, emerging from the darkness and into the light. They're going to continue to build that way. In a year or two, we may be having the conversations with the Pistons that we are having with the Lions and with the Tigers, but not today.
The projections for Trajan Langdon in a year or two might be, hey, next year's free agent class, we don't have to lose anything, and I can go to Tom Gores and ask him, hey, are you willing to spend this money? If he says yes, now you can add in free agency without giving up your young players.
And this can be different at the deadline, too.
Also true. And we saw him pivot in season last year.
You know, so, look, they do deserve more patience than anybody. He hasn't even had the job a year yet, right? They superseded all expectations. There is a trend in the NBA that the big three is not the way to go anymore.
Correct.
And
it's duos.
Phoenix lost both sides of the Durant deal.
Yep.
So you better be careful. Look, would I support them going for Giannis? Probably. But I also see his point. And first off, I'm not sure if he's available.
Well, that's the other thing. So Trajan came out postseason and said things have changed. Is it possible they did some recon and found out Giannis isn't going to come to Detroit? So now, with the benefit of doing some digging, can come out and say confidently, because they're not pursuing Giannis, that the right decision is to avoid the Durants or way back when the Blake Griffins of the world? that the better move is, yeah, sure, if we could have one of the 10 best players in the sport, ear to the ground, we'll do it. It's not materializing. So, guys, the right decision is not to force square peg into round hole so that we can have instant gratification.
And I am curious for our fan base, because I do think the Wings, that's a little bit of a different conversation. And we can throw that in here. But with the Lions making an NFC championship game, getting the number one seed, and in both years, they come up short of the Super Bowl. Not just the Super Bowl championship, but the Super Bowl, not a lot of big moves. The Tigers, they went for Bregman, yeah, didn't get him. And so ultimately, not a lot of big moves. Now you're hearing from Trajan Langdon, they're not going to be aggressive. They're going to stay the course. They're going to be patient. Not a lot of big moves. A lot of patience with the decision makers. How patient is the fan base with that theory?
We're going to get into it next, and you're right. We'll talk about it as a whole, because Pistons fans are Red Wing fans, and Red Wing fans are Lions fans, and Lions fans are Tigers fans, and the mentality may be seeping in here. I don't think the Pistons have the same level of urgency as the other three, but we'll talk about it. It's 97-1.